Isaiah chapter 38, I draw your attention to this prayer of Hezekiah when he recovered of his sickness. And we'll just read the last couple of verses. Verse 19, The living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments. All the days of our life in the house of the Lord. It is the verse 20 that I draw your attention to. The Lord was ready to save me. Here we have a ready Savior. Ready to save. We read sometimes in the Bible of mighty to save, able to save. But here we read that he's ready to save. Ready to save. Hezekiah found that. He was sick. He was dying. But he called upon a God who was ready to deliver him. He was waiting to deliver him. He was not only able, but he was at the door, just ready to go and do that great task of delivering him. And our Savior is that. He's ready. Ready to save. You remember how Peter found this. He was walking on the water. And he was losing his faith. We sometimes do that. Take our eyes off the Lord. And we sink. And we feel that we're perishing. And what did Peter say? He said, save me. Save me, Lord Jesus. And what did he find? He found him ready to save. The Lord didn't have to do a whole pile of preparation. He didn't have to say, wait now, Peter, get all sorted out here. He was ready. And he reached forth his hand and he just saved them. Ready to save. And so many of God's people have found this in the book. You'll remember Daniel. He was thrown into the lion's den. And they were hungry lions. You can be sure that they were prepared for men coming, and the best preparation for them was to starve them until they got a meaty man. And Daniel was a meaty man, but he was calling upon God, and there was one there ready to save. And then you remember David so often was in that situation. You remember Psalm 40, for example. Horrible pit. He's in a horrible pit. In the miry clay, and he looks up out of the dark cistern to the light, and he calls upon the Lord, and there's one ready to save. He lifted me up, he put me upon a rock, set me on solid ground, he even gave me a hymn and a song and a new life. He's ready to save. Paul found this too, didn't he? On the Damascus Road. And the Lord just knocked him on his back. He's a man who's just lost his whole world. Phariseeism, he's just all caved in. What's he going to do? What kind of life is he going to have now where he's just discovered Christianity's true? A religion that he persecuted unto death. What's he going to do now? There was one there ready to see him. To make him a new man. He's ready to see him. And that's just the Lord Jesus. Ready to see him. Wasn't he ready in eternity past? Ready to come into the world. He was just ready. He wasn't dragging it out. I know he had to wait a long time until the fullness of time, and there were other reasons for that. It wasn't the Lord's lack of zeal in coming, I can tell you. He patiently waited. But in the fullness of time he came. He was ready to come. And you see in his life, he was one ready. Blind man come. He's ready. The one with plagues come. He's ready. Now he meets a funeral cortege like we did this morning. We're not a funeral cortege this morning. But we're just powerless. We just had to park there and stop and bow our heads. But Jesus, he doesn't have to bow his head in weakness and sadness. He's ready. Ready to see him. And he touches the ear and he raises the dead. Ready, he's ready. He's on the cross dying for our sins. What's he doing there? Ready to save. And then he's at the right hand of the Father. What is it? ready to save. And he sends out his ambassadors and his preachers into all the earth. And what is it? He's ready to save. He's always ready, always prepared. He's ready to save you from yourself. You know, our greatest enemy is ourself. It really is. If you think somebody else is your greatest enemy, you're wrong. It's yourself. Yourself. He's able to save you from He's ready to save you from yourself. Ready to save you from your sin. I am thine, the psalmist said. I am thine. Save me. Save me. He's ready to save you. He's ready to save you from the devil and from Satan. He's ready to save you from your weaknesses, your feebleness, even from your sickness. Ready to save. Ready. Just cry out. Save me. He's ready. A ready Savior.